92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Eh, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with the 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
This week's sponsor for the Auto Detailing Podcast is Google AdWords for the modern auto detailing business at autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. If you're looking to take your business to the next level, or maybe you're just starting your detailing business and your website doesn't quite rank high enough in a Google search for keywords like auto detailing and the such like, you're going to want to head over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. Because I'm going to show you exactly how to get your site to rank higher in Google searching, how to put, honestly, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in your pocket every single month in addition to what you're already making. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to do paid advertising. For as little as $40, one student made over $1,000. How about, do you have three extra dollars per day that you could be using for advertising expense? With $3 a day, I had another student net over $1,300 one month. That means he spent maybe $90 in ad spend for the whole month and made $1,300. I think that's an investment that we would all make. So head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. Get that training done today and seriously take your business to the next level. That's autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. We'll see you on the inside.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 235 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm recording to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And the reason I tell you that is this is one of my clients' house. Yeah, I'm actually staying at one of my clients' house. And that's the perk of being a detailer, I suppose. How that all came about was me and my family came out here and stayed one time. And I was telling my clients about it. And they're like, why didn't you tell us? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm telling you right now. And they were like, yeah, but we have a house out there. You don't need to pay for a hotel. You could just stay at our house. I'm like, wow. Okay. And we're also on a golf course. So if there's, like, if the recorder's picking up that noise, that's the golf course that I'm sitting at, standing on, looking over. Anyway, so we have a full-blown, you know, three-bedroom house with a full kitchen, full patio, at the outstanding rate of $0 a night. Anyway, so today's episode, and before we get into today's episode, I want you to head over to wearedetailers.com, wearedetailers.com. There, I've had a lot of you, probably more people asked than attended the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, and we had a great turnout. And if you're listening and you came to the bootcamp, I want to thank you for attending. You guys made it awesome. The interaction at the bootcamp was amazing. The questions that you guys asked, the feedback that you guys were giving, the interaction that you guys gave was truly amazing. And what was even more amazing about it is we got all of it recorded, all of the content from Pete and myself, and most of the questions that you guys asked. The reason why I say most is I was running around with a microphone trying to capture those. We got Michael Stoops on there. Barry McGuire made a surprise entrance and talked for a little bit. That was awesome. So if you want this recording completely free, we're going to be giving away three of these recordings. Just head on over to wearedetailers.com. Guys, it was over a six-hour class. So it's over 6 hours of content. We had a professional videographer in there, professional mic setups. It's legit, and it's going to be a legit recording. So if you want it for free, go to wearedetailers.com. We're going to be holding a contest, and if you fill out your information. You're going to get an email on how to get more entries. So basically stuffing the box to better your chance of winning. So essentially the person with the most entries is going to be probably one of the people that wins. But there's three winners. So that's wearedetailers.com. I want you to head over there and do that. Today's question comes from, or today's topic comes from a listener, Tyler Francis. And he asked a question that a lot of you have actually been asking. And it was actually a topic of great discussion at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. So when he asked it, I'm like, boom, I wrote back and said, man, I'm going to talk about this in Monday's episode. Because it is a great, it could be a great debate. It's a great question. It's something that you as a detailer trying to be successful running a business definitely need to think about. And then if you're just a consumer, or maybe you're a driveway detailer, a weekend warrior, whatever, thinking about having a professional come out, or maybe you're just a consumer, you enjoy cars. I thought about even using this episode as a reference to my customers to listen to. So, if you're one of my customers, thanks for listening. So here's his question. I'll just read it verbatim, and then we can kind of dive into it. I'm sure I'm not going to hit all the key points, but it's definitely something that guys that have been doing coatings for a long time are starting to think about. Guys that are trying to get into coatings are thinking about. So it's definitely something that's kind of a side effect of the coatings, but something that is definitely being discussed and talked about. Sorry, I had to take a sip of coffee to clear my throat. Anyway, so this comes from Tyler Francis. Tyler, if you're out there listening, I hope I do your question justice, and thanks for writing in and trusting me with providing you a quality answer that makes sense. So if you are listening and have a question, feel free to write me a question on Facebook, and I may start answering these on the show. That's you can go to facebook.com/autodetailingpodcast, or you can go to autodetailingpodcast.com, and all the links are there. So on to Tyler's question. He said, hello, need some marketing advice on how to continue seeing a vehicle once the vehicle has been coated with ceramic. Is it worth the big bill than never seeing the car again? I love sealants because I can still come back and coat again 4 to 6 months later. Thank you. I just responded, hey Tyler, great question. I'll answer this in Monday's podcast. Yada, yada, yada. So he responded, he's very young, trying to make something for himself, which I think is awesome. You guys have made me make leaps and bounds in the business with your tips. A big thanks. Thanks, Tyler. Really appreciate it. Hope this does you justice and also some other guys. So basically, obviously the question was pretty straightforward, but is it worth the big ticket, the big hit of a ceramic coating? And this could be any brand. He wasn't talking about one brand in specific, just ceramic coating, glass coating, a coating in general. You get the gist. So is it worth the high ticket of, say, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? Is it worth it to sell that and then risk potentially never seeing that client again? And just in asking that question, there's a couple, not issues, but a couple things that you need to think about. The first one that I would say is you really need to hone your sales skills on the benefits of a coating. So don't sell the coating on that it never needs to be touched again, yet sell the coating that it still needs to be maintained and still needs to maybe not recharged or reloaded or any of that or topped off. I think that's kind of bogus, and I think that would hurt you trying to sell a really high-end coating, telling the customer that it needs to be, you know, recharged every year. If that's the case, just to get the customer back in your door, that's a great option. But you know, say something else. Don't say the coating needs to be recharged, because then think about your thought pattern as a consumer. It's, why do I need to even get the coating in the first place? I'll just get a sealant every year, and it's way cheaper, and you know it's going to take me 5 years in sealants to pay for the one-time coating. So there's that aspect of it. Make sure you're not overselling the coating in the first place. I'm actually dealing with a customer right now that was referred to me by another company who got a coating on his car, was oversold on the properties, characteristics of the coating, way oversold, and was disappointed in the coating. And so that looks bad for the detailer who installed it, looks bad for the coating company, it looks bad for me trying to sell him on a different coating because he had such a bad experience, because the installer and the coating company under-delivered and oversold the coating, which hurts all of us, because that's essentially what the dealer has done in the past, is sold a sealant at a coating level, and the customer's disappointed. And because it's not really what they were looking for, it's not really what they got sold on, and yet they thought they were getting the superior product, and it turns out it's quite inferior. So really hone in your selling skills when it comes to coding. Sell on the attributes of, you know, the, here's what don't sell on. Don't sell on, oh, you can put your key across this and it won't scratch. Don't sell it on, oh, you can, this coding's invincible. You can do anything to it. Because customers will. They will do anything to it. They will take it through an automatic car wash and then go, well, why did it swirl up? You said that your coating was the hardest coating on the market, but yet I can't even take it through a car wash? And so that's the thought pattern of a consumer, is they don't realize all the harmful things that can happen at the car wash. They just remember you selling it that it was very hard and it was the hardest thing ever. So sell it on attributes of, you know, things that are big in your area. So for me, it's like bird poop. Bird poop is huge, but customers have had experience with bird poop etching in the paint. So I sell on, hey, when a bird poops on your car, it's not going to etch through your clear coat and then stain it and then make it so you always see that spot where the bird poop landed, unless you get the car, the panel repainted. Okay, it's going to sit right in the coating. It's going to look shinier. It's going to still get dirty, because I've heard guys sell coatings on the car doesn't get dirty. It's still going to get dirty. It's just not going to get dirty as quickly, as fast. It's going to be way easier to clean. The attributes that, you know, aren't these radical claims that I see a lot of guys doing. So make sure you're selling it right. Next, it is a big question for debate. Should you sell a coating? Should you sell a coating over a sealant? I mean, I don't know, because I'm with you, is that I want to see the customer more often. And I think that because of all the hype around coatings, and everyone wants to show that they're doing a coating on Facebook, and everyone wants that, oh, I sold this $5,000 coating and stuff like that. And that's great. That is awesome that you are good enough to sell one customer on a $5,000 product, or even a $2,000 product, even a $1,000 product. That the fact that you have possessed the sales skills needed to extract that amount of money from a customer is truly an art form. That's, you know, that's half the battle, if not even 75% of the battle, is just selling the customer on your service. Doing the service is fine. We all have had training. We've all had enough experience in installing, correcting paint, whatever. But the fact that you were able to sell something that is hard to measure, hard to see, hard to prove that you even did, okay, onto someone's car. Now, all three of those things I just said are noticeable. It should be glossier. It should be shinier. You should be able to show the paint perfect. But the fact that you sold those things to a customer is amazing. So give yourself a pat on the back. Now, the reason why I brought up the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp before I started talking about this, is this is a discussion that actually we talked about at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. And there was one person in particular at the bootcamp who, when he sold the coating, he also pre-sold a maintenance package for a set amount of months. Now, I don't want to get into the specifics of it here because you can listen to the full recording of the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp at wearedetailers.com. Wearedetailers.com. But I'll give you the overview of it. It was basically every time in order for a customer to buy a coating, in conjunction with that, they had to buy a maintenance program for a select amount of time, prepaid. So they sold a $1,000 coating, say, and this isn't the exact numbers, but I'm just making these up. They sold a $1,000 coating, and in order for the customer to buy that coating, they had to buy, say, $500 worth of maintenance. And boom, we start scheduling those maintenance washes, whatever, instantly. So you got the coated, you know, last Wednesday. Hey, we're coming out in 2 weeks, and we're doing our first maintenance wash on it that you already prepaid. So that's one thing to do to get the customer coming back. Because I agree with you, is that, and this is where the selling of the coating comes in, is that if you oversell the coating too much, you're Xing yourself out of the equation. Because the customer's going, man, and I've done this. Man, this is a great deal. I'll buy this for $1,000 because I would spend $1,500 this year alone coming to this guy getting my car washed and waxed. So yeah, I'll save $500 a year, come up with $1,000 up front, and not have to get my car waxed every couple months. And that's what I did. And I totally shot myself in the foot with a customer, and I've talked about that before on the show, by selling them on a $500 coating when they were getting their car washed every month, or washed and waxed every month, at the tune of almost $100 a car. And yeah, I sold them on a 2-year coating, but again, I totally shot myself in the foot looking for that big payday up front, and I still maintain their cars, but for significantly less than would have added up if I wouldn't have done the coating. So make sure you're selling the coating correctly. Make sure you're selling them that it still needs maintenance. That'll help you be honest in the viewpoint of your customer, but also save you work on the back end. You could also choose that maintenance plan of, hey, in order to buy a coating, you have to pre-purchase or get on get on my maintenance plan, which we were pushing, Pete and I were pushing really heavily in the previous episode with how to make $96,000 next year in your detailing business, is that you need people on maintenance plans. That is the lifeblood of your company, your business, and will also establish an asset for you to sell later. So that would be perfect though, because you can sell this coating, which is great, so you're fulfilling all your desires to sell a high ticket item, post it on Facebook, give your customers a superior product, all those great things. But also, hey, we also need to maintain this so that you're really getting your money out of it, Mr. Customer, as you would sell it to your customer, is that, hey, I want to make sure that you're getting the most out of this coating, the most out of this money that you just spent. So let's not neglect the coating, because I think any coating company out there would agree that if you don't properly maintain the coating, it significantly reduces the lifespan of that coating. They may argue that, but I think it's pretty fair to say. Sorry, that was another sip of coffee. I think it's pretty fair to say that any coating company would agree to that. With that said, as a customer, now, the hard part as a detailer or as any industry insider is that it's hard to sell something that you know so much about. And I would venture to say that if you're listening to this podcast, that you know a ton about coatings. And so the problem becomes is that you know too much. And so when you go to sell a coating, you almost don't know where to begin because there's so much to talk about. There's so many attributes to talk about. But again, talk about... don't set yourself up for failure. And the customer story that I referenced to a little bit earlier, what was happening was, and I told the customer, I'm like, I'm sorry, you got set up for failure. The detailer who installed this coating set himself up for failure. And it's a really bad play, because if the customer's not happy, he's going to be coming back to you saying, man, I spent $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on this, and I don't feel like my car looks any different. It's not performing any different. What's going on? This coating sucks. And so that, again, looks bad for all of us. Now, from the consumer standpoint, if you're a consumer or maybe just a driveway detailer, weekend warrior, whatever, thinking about getting your car coated, maybe getting your car coated by a professional, you definitely want to... coatings, I do believe in coatings really strongly. I think coatings are going to be the term used in 5 or 10 years, that just like the clay bar gets thrown around today. You know, everyone calls me and thinks that a clay bar removes the scratch. So everyone wants a clay bar. Consumers, very little consumers that actually call me know what a clay bar even does, but they want it, right? So, and then you have to go into the whole explanation of what a clay is and blah, blah, blah. And clay bars have been around for, what, 20, 30 years now? So I truly do feel that coatings are going to be what clay bars are now in the future. Okay, so 10, 20, 30 years down the line from now, maybe hopefully less than that, people are going to be calling and say, hey, I want a coating. And they're not even going to know what it does. They're going to know a general gist of what it is, but they're just going to want it because their friend got it. They saw it once on an infomercial, hopefully not. So that's where I think coatings are going. So when people ask, hey, do you believe in coatings? I do. And I think that we're getting in on the ground floor of them, even though they've maybe been around for 10 years, or how about this, even been around for longer in different industries, and then someone figured out that you could bring it into the detailing industry and apply it to painted surfaces and plastic surfaces. So coatings themselves have been around for a long time. We've just transitioned it and used it for cars. So with that said, I think detailers need to continue to educate and inform themselves on coatings. I feel like consumers are just getting to the point where they want it. So if you're a consumer looking for a coating, this coffee's so good. If you're a consumer looking for a coating, look for a detailer who's being honest about it. The old saying rings true. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. So going back to the example that a recent client of mine got sold on, you could run your keys across the hood of your car and it wouldn't scratch. That's a really bad thing to sell on. Because is that true? No, that's not. And what I told the customers, did the guy do it for you on his own car? Oh, no. It's like, okay, because that's a really bad thing to sell it on. Because in this case, what happened is the customer maybe, possibly, don't know, could have ran his car through a car wash. Or had just a sloppy detailer wash it. And it scratched, but he's saying, well, what the heck? I thought your coating was, you know, whatever hard. And, which I have my personal car coated and have run it through a touchless car wash probably a dozen times. Totally fine. So, not one scratch on it. I did notice a little piece on the glass, because I didn't use the glass coating. I didn't use a coating specific for the glass. I used the painted metal surface coating on the glass, and I think the water pressure was a little high in the touchless car wash, and I think it started to etch on the glass a little bit, but I haven't found any other areas on the body. Not suggesting it, just saying I did it. Because again, I'm testing the hardness of the coating. Because if I could show the customer, or if I could show you as a customer, saying, hey, look, I don't suggest the touchless car washes, and I wouldn't suggest going to the local car wash. So maybe customer, you're not fit for a coating, or a coating doesn't fit you because you like to take your car through the car wash tunnel. Or maybe a coating is a great fit for you because at least it'll build up an additional layer of protection for when you like to go to your local car wash because they sell cheap monthly maintenance plans. But in that, you have to explain to them, look, your car, your coating is going to get scratched, but at least you're scratching the coating, not your real actual clear coat. So actually, someone who takes their car to the local car wash may be a perfect fit for a coating. Because instead of their clear coat being gone in 5 years, it'll be the coating gone in 3 years. And that can be repaired. So that's what I'm constantly selling customers on. If you're a customer, you know, looking for a coating, it's anything that happens to your car with a coating on it is most likely happening in the coating, not your actual car clear coat. Because what happens if it's your actual car clear coat is that it's going to have to go to the body shop and be repainted, and it's going to be there a week, and that's very inconvenient. People don't want to do that. So if I can put a layer of protection on your car, that not anything you do to it, I don't think it would prevent a key scratch. I would never sell on that. That would just be a bonus if that happened. Okay, or if a minor fender bender, that would just be a bonus. I would never sell on that characteristic. But if I can help you to avoid the body shop, to avoid a repaint on your car with a coating, that is something to sell it on. Hey, you love running your car through the automatic tunnel. I don't think it does a great job. I think you're risking a lot. But since you like to do that, this coating is going to be great for you because it's still going to save your factory finish. People who lease their cars, a coating is a phenomenal fit for you. Because look, I can install a coating that you won't have to do anything except bring it back for me to maintain, which you're going to want a clean car anyway. You're going to want to maintain your car anyway because it's a lease, and you don't want to get docked lease points at the end of it and have to pay additional monies. So let me coat your car. In fact, let me coat not only the outside but the inside of your car, because it's going to make the maintenance of your car even easier. And then boom, in 3 years when you go to sell or turn in that lease or buy it out to resell it on the private market, they're going to get a brand new car back. And you're going to get all your money back. You're not going to get docked any points. In fact, you're not even going to have to really do the pre-inspection detail that I get called out a lot to do on lease cars. You're not even going to have to do the pre-inspection detail because your car's been coated and I've been maintaining it. You see where you can save the customer on that aspect? And for the detailer, you're still getting paid for the coating, you're still getting paid for the maintenance, and your customer's still benefiting. That's what we call win-win-win. And the third win is the dealership getting a phenomenal car back. So yeah, there was upfront costs for you, the customer, but you still got to reap all the benefits of that coating during the life of your lease. General washing was great, not having to fork out extra money for waxing the car, but always getting that just wax look. The interior always looking phenomenal. You know, a little spill and the water just puddles up on the carpet and you just dab it with a towel or a napkin real quick and it's gone. Not getting docked, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars from the dealer when you turn in your lease for stupid stuff. I mean, those are the attributes that you need to sell a coating on. But always accompany a maintenance plan with the coating because the coating still needs to be maintained. But it can be done, and that's how I would do it, is that coatings are great. But here's and the last point I want to talk about, is just because you're selling coatings, don't stop selling waxes and sealants. And if a $99 sealant is easier for you to sell, it's also easier for you to install, and the paint doesn't need to be perfect. So think about that too. So what do you like selling? Is it easier to sell a $100 item than a $1,000 item? Probably. So sell those freaking $100 things all day long. Because you could probably do 10 sealants in a day charging $99 a piece by yourself. I know I could. And it'd be an easier sell, faster, less stress. That's another thing that comes into this. You know, when installing a coating, coating manufacturers recommend that paint being perfect. And unless you discuss it differently with your customer, That was a big caveat. Unless you discuss it differently with your customer, you got to make sure that paint is perfect. So that's another thing. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of stress. Some of these coatings may be high ticket items on the front end, and then you really start getting into it and you've spent 10, 12, 15 hours on it. And all of a sudden you're like, man, I'm down to, you know, 10, 15 bucks an hour installing this coating. It's not looking good. I could have done a ton of sealants in this time. I'm not trying to dissuade you from either one. I'm just telling you that something. Oh, they're announcing these guys' names. That's cool. I would. It's something that you have to look at, and that you have to look at within your own business. And this is why I want you to go to wearedetailers.com, because we actually give you the formulas to figure out how much each one of your customers is worth, both yearly and lifetime. Maybe something you've never even thought about before. How much is one customer worth to me? Because once you figure out that, then you can figure out how much you're willing to spend to acquire a customer. But if you're selling coatings, that cost may differ. If you're selling sealants, that cost may differ. But then it might also help reveal to you, man, maybe I really shouldn't put too much time into coatings. You know what? Maybe I'm going to learn, and I'm going to practice, and I'm going to install coatings on my own, so that when coatings become really mainstream, which, again, I think they are, but so for when coatings become mainstream, I'm there. Boom. I know the information. Maybe I'm, you know, not to reveal too much of my secrets, but maybe I'm stacking the back of my website to show up really good for coatings in 5 years. So maybe you're doing all these preliminary things so that you're at the forefront, you're at the precipice when this thing blows up. Maybe it's, I want to jump in, I want to start selling coatings right now. Do that. And get, call the manufacturers of these coatings and talk to 10 of them and get your information from them. And don't go to one, because maybe they're biased. Go to 10. Pick their brains. Talk to them. Try their coatings. Buy a sample kit. Invest in it. Don't ask them for free crap. Buy the sample kit. Even if it costs you $100, $200, $300, you're investing in your learning. And you're going to learn. And you can't look at it as, man, this is costing me $300. Maybe you're going to learn, this coating sucks. It's too hard to apply. It's too finickety. Got to worry about all this. I don't like that. Hey, I didn't like the customer service from this coating company. I don't want to buy from them. Hey, I love this coating. This coating's phenomenal. Maybe take your own personal car and coat it with 10 different products all around your car and see which one holds up. Just make sure you document it so you don't get them confused. Talk to the reps of these coating companies. Start doing all the groundwork now so that you could be a leader when these things go mainstream. But also, maybe start selling them now. So, Tyler, I hope that helped you out. A 31-minute explanation of coatings and sealants and waxes. Also, one thing that we talked about at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp is Pete and I have actually created a consumer guide of the differences between a wax, sealant, and a coating, and the thing they tried to sell me at the dealership for customers. We are going to be holding a webinar to talk about those. And one thing we talked about the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp is how to become an authority in your local market. So how to become the go-to detailer in your local market and how to make the customers essentially come to you at a default because you're the expert because you've been putting out these consumer guides like the consumer guide to wax, sealant, coatings, and that thing they tried to sell me at the dealership in the finance office. So that's one of the things we talked about. I really am eager to get that stuff in your hands. So go to wearedetailers.com because we talked about it at the boot camp, and that's the only way right now to get that information is through the recordings. As soon as that contest is done, then we will be holding webinars for these other additional material pieces that you can get that will really make you, because I also get a lot of questions on, man, how do I beat out my local competition? How do I do that? And not only did we talk about that at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp, but we literally laid it out for the guys and for you guys on how to do that, how to make it so that that startup guy down the street that's doing cheap details, how instead of worrying about him, you can just blow him out of the water. So he's not even in business anymore. Or people aren't even worrying, you know, when people go, well, can you match his price? You could go, no, but here's the consumer guide on how to choose the right detailer for you. And if I'm your guy, I'll be here. And people are like, whoa, a consumer guide on how to choose a detailer? Like, this guy's not even pitching me his business anymore. He's just telling me how to get a free consumer guide. That's amazing. It's kind of like what I've been doing with you guys. Feeding you great, consistent, free information. And then you write in your questions and I answer. Becoming the authority figure in the detailing industry. You can do the same in your local niche for detailing. Making it so customers are literally knocking on your door, begging you to use your service. Could you imagine that? Customers begging you to have you detail their car instead of you begging your customers to let you detail their car. It's quite a concept. We are detailers.com. Anyway, Tyler, and anyway, for the rest of you listening, I hope that was good, valuable information. Again, if you have a question that you want answered on the show, just go to facebook.com/autodetailingpodcast and write me a message. I'll try to get it on the show. But that, I feel like that made for a good one. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.